I'm tapping by my press guitar, it's safe for y'all. Here we go. Thank you. Well, thanks for having me back. I mean, I've been playing around, y'all. But I think all the places I used to play in Boston closed. Guess y'all can thank me for that. Oh, I'm glad that, because I play a lot of the city wineries around, I'm glad they opened one up over here so we can have a place to come and play for y'all. That way y'all don't have to drive so far. Because I know what it's like to drive around here. Thank y'all for being so quiet. Y'all be quiet. Be quiet. I want y'all to hear every little thing. And a few things, you know, you can talk over. But not this. One thing that I do, I don't know how many of y'all are new to this, how many first timers we got tonight? Never seen it before. All right, hey, first pros, wow. What happened to them? They got sick? Well, good thing they didn't show up. Because they'd have been sitting right by me. And I might have got sick too. But thank y'all for taking a chance and getting right there in the eardrum bleed section. So this is how I do things. We got no plans. We have no rehearsals. We have no set list. There's no set way. In fact, y'all paid all of that money to see a show that doesn't exist. This is not a show. I hope y'all didn't come expecting that, because that's not what I do. I don't do shows. Shows take rehearsals and practice. And that sounds like work. And I stopped working to do this. I definitely don't want to go back to working. So let's have some fun together as a unit. Which means everybody, I'm listening to y'all. You got requests. You got requests, listen to the loud guys. And if you got a quiet voice, pass the request to the loud guys. Because I'm definitely going to hear them. All right. Okay. Thank y'all for all picking something different. That means it makes it so much easier for me to choose what I'm going to do next. All right. That's good. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. Because that means I got time to fulfill y'all needs. Instead of if y'all all yell for the same song, I'd be screwed. Those people have a hit. Like when they get that one hit, boy, that's horrible. So whatever y'all do, please make sure I don't have one. Y'all are doing a great job so far. One hit would screw me all up. Cause then I might get like semi-famous and shit. I don't want that. I don't want to get recognized at Walmart. Late at night. All right, here's a song that somebody requested a while ago. Every once in a while, we're just going to talk for a while. I hope y'all don't mind. Cause I enjoy talking to y'all. Y'all got that cool accent, and I don't have an accent at all, so it's nice to hear one. All right, here's a song somebody picked for y'all, so y'all enjoy. And if not, well, you can blame that dude. It's in the key of F minor, which is not an easy key to play in. And I wrote it, so boy, am I stupid. I like the struggle. All right. So if I mess it up, you can say, well, shit, it was playing in F minor. Come on. So here you go. Song I wrote years ago. Put it on one of my CDs. And I don't remember exactly which one. But I do remember the song.
Thank you.
What'd she say over there? Oh, okay, that one.
Hey, nice shirt.
Thank you, brother. Kind of funny. You want one? You want a shirt like this?
I want a shirt like that.
Well, my mom bought me this one. So I guess y'all gonna have to hook up.
Cab, Remy or Poitier?
You think I go shopping for this stuff? I wouldn't know what to buy. My mom knows what looks good on me. I do not. Every picture of me, I'm making some stupid ass face. Because they're always taking a picture of me in mid-play. What's that? Oh, good. I'll tell her. She's going to be so excited that Boston people love her. I don't think she's ever been here, but she should come. Three people are going to be excited to see her. I love you back. She says she loves New Orleans. We do too. And I'm not even from there, so thank you for loving New Orleans. I'm from a town called Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, everybody kind of puts it into New Orleans, but it don't belong there. We are on the coast, like right where Hurricane Barry just hit. That's my town. That's right. Jim Cantore didn't even come. That's how bad it was. When Jim Cantore says, I ain't going over there, he knows bad. So please watch the Weather Channel. So funny how they do that, too. Like the Weather Channel, they boost all of that shit up, make it sound real bad. Oh my God, it's going to be horrible. And then it's not that horrible. It's bad enough, but it ain't like end of the world, like Jim Cantore said it would be. Good thing, because all my shit's down there. I will. I'm going to keep playing as long as y'all keep coming to see me like this. This is not my job choice. My job choice was race car driving just like everybody else. I just couldn't get that little extra support that I needed to make it. But people kept asking me to play music for them. And I said, okay. And they kept paying me for it. And I was like, okay, twice. And then they say, well, you come to Boston and play for us? I'm like, for some money? Yes! I don't do this for the money. You don't choose the blues because it makes people rich and famous. It's not known for that. The blues chooses you. And no, I really didn't choose it. When I was in school, none of my friends were listening to the blues. And none of my friends were listening to me. Because I had a stupid name. Tab, that's right. You think this is a stage name? No. You can thank my mom who bought me these shirts for giving me that fucked up name. Tab, like the what? Like the soft drink, that's right, one calorie. Tab was very popular with the ladies. And killed a few laboratory rats. Which is pretty good, I thought. Watch your figure. Kill some rats. It didn't kill no people directly. I don't know why they want rats in the laboratory anyway. I put a little bit in the refrigerator, you know, in a little bowl behind the refrigerator, and drank the rest. Last name, Benoit, like the balls, come on. Of course you're gonna get messed with in school. That's right. I know you never heard of Benoit Balls. That's why I'm telling you right now. I knew about Benoit Balls at a very early age. When I asked my mama, what are Benoit Balls? And she told me, I was like, oh my God, that's what they calling me at school. They called me One Calorie Balls. That was my nickname. One calorie balls, one calorie balls. That's why I play the blues today. So here's a song that has nothing to do with what I just told y'all. I'm not a big segue kind of guy. Just a regular person, just like y'all. Just have a weird job, that's it. So here's a song somebody said I should play. I didn't think it would be a good idea, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Because it mentions New York City in there. And I know how y'all have this little rivalry.
Rivalry!
But that's okay. We can all get along in this realm right here.
Yes.
So this is a song that's in the key of G, which helps Corey out and anybody else that's playing along with the air guitar. Girl. going for the guys in the band. They're going. It's only three of them. Corey over there playing bass with everybody tonight. Corey, beat the sound. Also from home over here. Our drums back there, he's from La Place, Louisiana, which is the all-Jewish capital of the world, right outside of New Orleans. And been knowing him for a long time, since the Rock and Bowl was not called the Rock and Bowl. The one and only Jeffrey Jelly Bean Alexander. Work at the airport in his spare time. All right, here's a song that nobody requested. I'm a request one. Ooh. Since I'm so close to me, I can hear exactly what I'm requesting. Thank you. This goes especially for you right there. And her and them two guys. All right, good. And whoever used to be right there. Okay. Well, just tell them I play one for them. It's a very sincere, sensual
song.
For their sickness. Hopefully this works. Right after the song, they're gonna walk right through the door, all well again. It's gonna be awesome. Music is a healer.
Yes.
But it does help if you're present. Y'all gotta excuse all the shit in my head right now. I love y'all. Here we go. Thank you. Okay. Some of them songs, I just don't remember. My brain is big enough for about 40 songs. And then some other shit I gotta have in there, like how to brush my teeth and how to eat. And every once in a while, some stupid ass song gets in my brain, because I was at Walmart, and like something like Taylor Swift would be playing. Like, I really need to know that she's never, ever, ever getting back together with that dude. I'm not supposed to know that, you see. One of my songs got shuffled aside because somebody was trying out a car stereo. And they had to pump it up. So I'm going to play the ones that I can remember. I mean, that would be helpful and be a lot better for y'all, since y'all have to listen to this. Well, you don't have to, but you know, y'all could have went anywhere, and you chose to come here tonight. That means a lot to me. In this big sprawling city, there's all kinds of things going on, I'm sure. And y'all came here, that means a lot, man. Thank y'all. First of all, let me get a little idea of where y'all coming from. How many of y'all used to see me like back when like the original House of Blues was open? Anybody saw me back then? All right, that's five. And then Johnny D's in Somerville. That's the same one. All right. That's about how many people used to come see me too. Hey, y'all still here. So Chance, somebody y'all saw me at Chance, huh? And Woonsocket, that's the same five.
Iron Horse.
Iron Horse.
Iron Horse, oh yeah.
Tupelo,
all right. Is anybody from Boston here? It's the same five.
Johnny D.
Johnny D, hey, there's another one. All right. Well, six. Just too much as just got out the bathroom. All right,
play some Gary Moore, Tab.
I don't know any. Thank you for asking. I'm surprised that you think I can play like that.
Yes, you can.
She's asking me to play like Gary Moore.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to play like Tab Benoit. I know, like, y'all think I go listen to my CDs and try to figure out what I did? No way. That's weird. All right, I'm gonna play something that I can remember. Yes.
Homie Blues.
Here's one that I gotta say, this is for Dr. John. I had the pleasure of getting together with him and forming the Voice of the Wetlands All-Star Band. And we did a couple of CDs together with all of the Voice of the Wetlands All-Stars. Y'all need to go look that up. And this is one of the songs that we did. We had played, we probably recorded about 89 songs. And Dr. John said, "Hey, Dad, we need one of them Zydeco numbers." So I went out on the hood of my truck and wrote one with a pencil and a paper so I could bring it back in. Because if I just wrote it on the hood, then I'd have to take the hood off my truck and bring it in and prop it up while we were recording the song. That would have been too much work. So I wrote it on a paper in about 5 minutes, and I took it in, and we recorded it in 4 minutes. So this is 9 minutes total of actual work to record this song. We only played it one time, because that's how good all of these guys were. They played it one time in the studio, and it's on the record forever and ever. And it starts with a guitar part, and then the band comes right in. So don't be surprised.
I'm
Did that come out of your guitar? I think it came out of the guitar.
Thank you. effective note put in the right place. You can all learn something from that. All right, I got one. This is a request, so it plays along with the program. Somebody requested this after the first song. Hopefully, it's still here. And they didn't go to the bathroom. If you're in the bathroom, come out now. All right, this is your song. Hurry up. Wash your hands. And don't use that damn Purell shit. That doesn't work. If you work on cars, you know that Purell really doesn't clean your hands. It just makes them cooler.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank y'all for supporting this kind of music, man. It's an important thing, man, you know, because we're trying to keep things honest and keep things natural. And you know, that's what Whiskey Bayou Records is all about. So y'all pay attention to what we're doing with Whiskey Bayou Records. Go buy Eric's stuff, because all of that's recorded live. You know, we don't go back and do a bunch of digital manipulation. There's no auto-tune, there's no fixing things, you know. We leave it natural, like it's supposed to be. Like John Lee Hooker did, and like, you know, Robert Johnson did, and like Lightning Hopkins, he would sit down in a chair and write the song as he was recording it. That's, to me, that, you know, that's the real artistry right there, you know? And then when you got people that are recording their voice and becoming stars, and all they can really do is dance. I know y'all have gone and looked at some of those YouTube videos of the actual vocals coming out of some of these big famous vocalists' mouths. It's pretty bad. Like, they should not be singing, period. I mean, if you're gonna get booed out of a karaoke night, you should not be doing this for a living. Believe me, I love karaoke, and they never let you get away with a lot of shit at karaoke night. I mean, sometimes that, you know, that girl didn't quite pull off that Debbie Boone song, but hey, everybody's patting her on the back like she gave it the old college truck. And y'all know what college is all about around here. That phrase probably was born right here. The old college truck. I mean, you know, I love karaoke. It ain't karaoke. There ain't no E in the middle of that. The E is at the end. Karaoke. I know that shit was invented in Korea, and I played golf with some dudes from Korea one time, and I asked them, how do y'all pronounce this word? And they said, oh, karaoke. I went, I told them people that. They keep saying karaoke. It's like, uh-uh, karaoke. I said, well, how do y'all say good shot? And they said, a good shot. I said, no, how do you say good shot in Korean? And they went, a good shot. So every once in a while, some language words would correlate with the words that I use, like good shot and karaoke. Other than that, I couldn't understand a damn thing those dudes were saying. Now, one thing they do get mad at karaoke night is when you're a professional singer. Because there was a contest one time at this particular Holiday Inn that I was staying at. I had the night off, and there was karaoke in the bar. And I didn't know it was like a contest for a bar tab. So I just signed up. And here's the deal. If your voice is similar to mine, which is similar to Neil Diamond's, and if you do Sweet Caroline, you fucking won. No, you see, y'all want me to do it right now because it works every time. No, I'm not doing it. Boston is trying to talk me into some shit over here. Runs off my shoulder. touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you. I love y'all, man. I love doing this for a living. Thank y'all so much for supporting what I do. The comedy and the karaoke was free. That's right, karaoke. I was just going with y'all for a minute because I love y'all more now than I ever did before. Just because y'all still here. I thought y'all had been gone when I was done. You see, like, the show part is over. This is the extra shit. The people that wanted to leave and beat the crowd, they missed all of this. So y'all just tell them what they missed. Yeah. That way they'll just show up after the show's done to catch the encore. Encore is French for some extra shit. One more time for the guys in the band, y'all. We all friends over here. Corey D. is back. Jeff the Jennifer D. Alexander. Eric Johanahan.
I mean, at this point, you just gotta let them party.
I'm gonna get that moth before it's all over.
It is a little baby moth. Fly don't move like that, we know. He's good, boy, he's gone.
All right, y'all, here's a song that I wrote on one day and then recorded it on a different day. came out with it on a CD on another day. And then I recorded it again live and put it on another CD on another day. A little bit later. And then we're gonna play it today for y'all. And it's not gonna sound anything like it did on either one of those CDs. Cause we play it live. That's right. That means we play what we feel.